More Americans found work than expected last month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There was not the predicted hiring slowdown, and the unemployment rate did not change. The number of jobs created in November slightly higher than October.
263,000 jobs. That is well above the estimate for 200,000. As for the rate, that stayed the same, 3.7%.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone. This report could lead to a sell-off on Wall Street. Dow futures are down nearly 400 points. The worry about a railroad workers' strike next week tanking the economy is over. Next hour, President Biden will sign legislation to force unions that rejected a tentative contract to accept it, though the Senate did not go along with the House adding extra benefits. Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky was disappointed, telling Fox,
"I support people being able to get sick leave, and especially people who work on a dangerous industry like on the railroads."
Later today, the president goes to Boston. He'll meet with British Prince William. Last night, he held his first state dinner honoring French leader Emmanuel Macron.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the history that binds us and the values that still unite us, and to the future we're going to forge together. Viva la France and God bless America.
The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot is finishing its work before the next Congress takes over, considering recommending criminal charges against former President Trump and others.
Members of the committee meet today to discuss those recommendations to the Department of Justice, having already suggested prosecuting four Trump aides for contempt of Congress. The former president is currently fighting a subpoena in federal court that asks him to testify before the committee. Trump has denied any wrongdoing.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, a federal appeals court has removed the special master appointed to go through the documents seized from the Trump Florida resort, siding with the Justice Department, which claims the judge who appointed the master did not have the power to do that. Of course, this could be appealed further. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
His authority has been challenged, but President Biden is not giving up, taking his attempt to wipe out some federal student loan debt for millions of Americans to the Supreme Court.
A plan to cancel up to $20,000 in student loan debt for some borrowers will remain on hold. The Supreme Court is leaving in place a lower court's order, but justices have agreed to take up the case and have set arguments for February. The Biden administration asked the Supreme Court to allow that student loan program to go forward after several states argued its legality. The president's plan allows for borrowers earning less than $125,000 a year to have $10,000 in student debt forgiven. Pell Grant recipients are eligible for up to $20,000 in canceled debt. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Controversial rapper Kanye West, as he used to be known, he's lost sponsors and supporters over anti-Semitic remarks, has just been kicked off Twitter again.
Musk suspending Ye from Twitter after posting a picture featuring a Nazi swastika situated inside a Star of David, which is a Jewish religious symbol. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, suggested he would use it as a logo for his 2024 presidential bid. Musk responded to the now-deleted post that Ye violated Twitter's rule against incitement to violence. Earlier in the day, Ye appeared on Alex Jones's InfoWars show, where he stated his admiration for Adolf Hitler. After purchasing Twitter, Musk reinstated Ye's account, as well as others, including former President Trump, who has yet to post anything. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And it's not just new Twitter CEO Elon Musk taking action. The social media site Parler says a deal to be acquired by Ye, announced in October, is now off. On Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots last night 24-10. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.